Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning in Washington, D.C. at the Carpet One show, I'm with Pommy Bueller, Director of Retail Development with Invista. Pommy, how you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Kemp. It's a beautiful day. It's a little chilly, but I'm doing well.
Yeah. It's a good thing we're inside. So you live in Phoenix, Arizona. For those of people who don't know you very well, you've been, I think, with Invista for, what, about 17 years, right?
17, 18 years, yes.
I mean, it's now owned by Coke. It was DuPont, so you were there back in the DuPont days. You've moved up through the organization, but your role now is you spend 300-plus days out there spending time with retailers, somewhat as an ambassador to help them improve their business, right?
That is correct. That's why, you know, Invista is so kind to me. I can stay in Phoenix. Because when you're 3 days away from your main office, so it doesn't matter where you live. And yes, I'm proud to say that I do the ambassadorial role. In that role, when I'm visiting with the retailers or retail sales associates, my objective is always how to give them something which makes them more successful.
Well, you've got some New Year's resolutions that I'd like to get to in a minute. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the Stainmaster brand. And I've got to admit, most people who know you know that your sell of Stainmaster is very subtle, because that's not really your main goal. Your goal is to help them. And if Stainmaster gets new luster by your effort, then everybody wins. But to talk about Stainmaster for a minute, there's actually a news item there. Your Pet Protect product has really taken off this year, and it's almost infused renewed luster to the brand, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of enthusiasm in there, because it is a simple story. Everybody either has pets, I mean, 70% of the people have pets, or they know somebody who has a pet, or they want to have the pet. And because it addresses specific and, more importantly, very emotional need, so everybody is talking about it. I'll quickly share a story with you. My daughter, she says, I thought only the Stainmaster geeks talk about Pet Protect. But what happened is she was in an elevator one day, and one lady was talking about Pet Protect. And when she finished, she asked, do you work for Stainmaster? She says, no, I'm putting a Stainmaster Pet Protect carpet. I'm so excited. And I think the candid thought process, it had just scratched the surface. There are no limits. There's so much potential. And it is incumbent upon us as manufacturers that we continue improving, continue doing a better job on it.
Now, I can't talk to somebody from Invista/Stainmaster without asking this question. Please refresh our listeners' memory about the unaided recall of that Stainmaster brand name. I mean, yeah, I know it started in the mid-80s, but your continued investment makes it, in the corporate world, one of the most well-known unaided brand names, right?
That is absolutely correct. I mean, as you know, the brand was started in 1986, and there were two kind of core principles. And those were durability and ease of cleaning. It has to be easy to clean. We never wavered from those two. Our unaided awareness is upwards of 35-40%. But when you ask somebody, have you heard of a Stainmaster carpet, more than 90% of the people will say, yes, I have.
All right, so let's go to your New Year's resolutions. You've got 12 of them. You know, this is a good time for retailers, especially all the way down to the RSA, to be doing some planning. I mean, services is around the corner. They need to be changing out their mix. They need to be evaluating what's selling, what's not selling. And you've kind of got some advice, not to go through all 12, but why don't you highlight a couple of them that you think are key things to be doing at this time of the year?
I think I'd like to start with a credit. There's a gentleman up in Minneapolis. He's the one who said, well, Pommy, my people really appreciate and they respect you. Can you send me a little note? And that was like about 15, 16 years ago. Two or three things they should be doing this year. That's kind of how it started and it evolved. And now people send me emails. Are you working on it? Are you going to send this year's or not? I think one of the key things, Kemp, that has happened or changed in the industry is the use of technology. Consumer is using a lot more technology. They do a lot more research before they come to the showroom. RSA sometimes is not pretty much lined up with the consumer's research. So if you notice, my number one is that learning never stops. Learning is not, you know, once a year training. You should be learning every day. Go to your own website. Go to two or three of your competitors' website. Go to the fiber mill websites like Stainmaster.com. And that's where the consumer is getting information. If you know what's in consumer's mind, you will have smart answers, or you will have the answers which they will believe more and work with you more.
You know, this advanced knowledge topic is really something that I'm not sure a lot of people key in on, and I'd like to spend another minute on this, because we actually did an article in our January issue about the evolution of retail, because the consumer now comes into the store and knows a lot more than they used to. And so when you come in, if you're being spiffed or if you come in with something that's contrary to what they already know, you've just confused them, and they're probably going to turn around and not buy, right?
That is absolutely correct. I mean, this is the easiest thing which people can postpone. I lived with a filthy car for 12 years. 2 more years not going to kill me. It's okay. So that's why it is important that you understand what they're looking for. Less is more has never been important in our industry. Today, giving less information is more important. More importantly, understanding what is that they want so that you relate to that rather than showing off that I know more than you do. That's not going to cut it.
All right, is there any other, you want to hit one more of your?
I think the number three is very, very important, that you know you focus on selling on benefits rather than the warranties. The products have the warranty, the confusion sometimes on that. But more important is that you focus on the benefits of specific products to meet the specific needs of those consumers. And that's why we shifted all our products to specific needs. Every Stainmaster carpet is now put together into a category that handles consumer-specific needs. And that's why Pet Protect is so important, because people have pets. That's why they were moving away from soft surfaces, because what if pet does something? Now they know that they have a solution.
All right, so, Pommy, if somebody wants to see all 12 of these, I guess they could get a hold of somebody at Stainmaster and Vista and get a copy, right?
That is absolutely correct. Every area, we have our strategic account managers in Vista or Stainmaster account managers. They can get it. As one of my resolutions is also the people who have it, please share with everybody generously.
All right, great, Pommy. Good to be with you. Again, been talking to Pommy Bueller, who's Director of Retail Development with Invista, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.